Hi, this is Laura Onizuka, and I am the Ambassador Chair with Dance Wire in Portland, Oregon. I'm here with Victoria White. It's February 26, 2018, and we are going to talk about her life and career in dance as part of our Artist Stories series with our Dance Wire Ambassadors. So welcome, Victoria.
Hello.
Hello. So just to get started, can you give me an overview of all of your current titles?
Yes, so I am co-founder and co-owner and an instructor at Oregon Irish Dance Academy. And that's how I spend most of my time in dance these days. But I also currently compete myself as an Irish dancer as well as performing when I can.
Cool. So what about your start in dance? When did you start dancing?
I started dancing officially when I was 9 years old. I had tried Irish dancing when I was 7 with my older brother. And he didn't like it, so I decided I didn't like it either because he was kind of like my world and yeah, I wanted to copy him.
Influential older brother. Yeah.
But then my older sister, she's the eldest of us three, she kept doing it and I got kind of more interested in her as we grew up. So then I wanted to try Irish dancing again. So when I was 9, I started taking classes again and it stuck and I just fell in love with it and I've been doing it ever since.
Does your sister still dance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's the other co-owner of OIDA, and she still competes and performs as well.
Cool. So. And were other, like your parents, Irish dancers? Or
no, not at all. Yeah, so my sister had wanted to do, I think, figure skating when she was younger, and my parents weren't about it because it seemed expensive, and so they're like, oh, no, let's not. But there was a girl at our grade school who did Irish dancing, and so they thought that would be cool. For Christina to try that, and after we saw River Dance when we were young, we were like, yep.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So what does dance mean to you in your life?
All right. This is always a really hard question.
Yeah. Or what has it meant to you over the years?
I mean, it's hard to think about that one because it's always just been my life.
Yeah.
It's always been, you know, the stable thing that I always enjoyed doing and always had fun doing. And I knew from a really young age that it was what I wanted to do, like, for the rest of my life in some sort of way, whether it was performing for a long time or going into teaching. So, I don't know, it's just always been something happy, I guess, is the answer for me.
Yeah. Could you imagine your life without dance?
Not really, no. I've thought about that. I always wondered what would I have done if I hadn't found Irish dancing. Because I did track and field and other things growing up as well. And I liked those, but I couldn't see myself building a life off of them.
Right.
So it's scary to think about that.
That's a good sign for a dancer. Okay. So as you, in your pursuit of dance, were there any challenges that you faced?
There were, yes. Luckily, I've never had a major injury. That's kind of the first thing I always think about. So, I think my biggest challenge growing up was finding a teacher who meshed with my learning style. Because sometimes there's the assumption that any student can learn from any teacher, which I think you can always get something from a teacher, and you can learn something from them, but finding the teacher that's going to get the most out of you in the short amount of time we have with our bodies as dancers is really important. And I was struggling finding a teacher that had that much of an influence for me. So there were some times in my younger years where I was getting really frustrated with, you know, lack of improvement or lack of motivation, and I felt stuck. But then finally when I was 17, 18, I did find the teacher that was just the perfect fit for me, and it completely changed my dancing in my dance career, and I'm really grateful that that happened.
What made that teacher the perfect fit for you?
I think about it a lot, actually. It's just how she breaks things down and explains them and also shows them to me. Just like our personality types fit really well. So it's made a really big difference in my understanding of Irish dance as like a technical art form, and how to properly train. Just the way she broke things down and verbalized them really made sense to me. Because I think that's really important. I've learned that as a teacher myself, that there's thousands of different ways to explain things. Right. And you'll find the one eventually for each individual student that works, but it isn't really the same for each student.
So you find as a teacher, you have to kind of adapt.
Oh yeah, to each student, definitely. Like there's some general, you know, guidelines that are pretty helpful across the board, but there's those moments where a student just isn't getting something or they don't understand, and so you have to kind of reword it and re-explain it mm-hmm. until you find the way that clicks for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So what do you feel besides, obviously that teacher, this particular teacher helped you a lot, but what other resources and opportunities helped you the most in becoming a dancer?
Right. Oh, there's a lot. So I think Sam Cater, who's a local Kaylee instructor, and he's really big in the Irish dance community here. He's been a huge support over the years. He's just a really wonderful person in the whole community he's created around just community and social Kaylee dancing, which is group style Irish dancing. And Irish music as well, and just promoting that has been just a really happy place, because sometimes, especially in, you know, the competitive scene of any activity, it can get really intense and really focused and more stressful than it is just back to the happiness of dancing. Yeah. But what Sam has built and what he's provided over the years is, you know, weekly classes and monthly Kaylee events that you can go to where it's just all about the dance form and the tradition and the music. So it kind of brings you back to your roots as a dancer. So I'm really thankful for him. He's had a really big impact on just my growth as a person and definitely as a teacher as well. And then also Camp Rinka Kiel comes to mind, which is an international Irish dance summer camp that's held in New York and California. And I got to go to the camp in 2014. For the first year, and I got to go for 3 weeks as a camper, and it's where you just spend, you know, 5-6 days a week just dancing all day, and there's cross training classes, and they bring in the lead dancers from like the professional shows like Riverdance and Lord of the Dance, and they run the classes and all these, you know, accredited teachers, and it really just like opens your mind to all this amazing like new views of Irish dancing and how there's different ways to train everything and there's different teaching styles and you get to meet so many people, and it's literally Irish dancing all day, all week. So it's kind of like Irish dance school, and it's the best. So I got to go there as a camper, and then the last 3 years I returned as a junior counselor and a counselor as well. So now I get to work at the camp and kind of have a hand in it, and it's just incredibly rewarding, and I would live there all year if I could. Like if it was a boarding school, oh man, it's like the dream. There. Yeah, and just the people there are so happy and wonderful, and it's a really positive influence on Irish dancing as a whole, I think. So they kind of changed my goals and made me realize that the goals that I had for myself that seemed so out of reach and kind of like, oh, you know, like those won't really happen, it made them completely attainable. Because I saw it happening, and I saw the dancers train, and I was like, and I felt a difference in my dancing after the first week.
Yeah, it's powerful to have those examples, and then you go, oh,
yeah,
that thing is possible.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you, besides that, did you have other training outside of Portland, or did you learn here?
Pretty much all of my dancing has been done in Portland. I've done a workshop or two down in California, but other than that, all of my training has been based in Oregon or at the summer camps in New York. All the traveling I've done has been for competitions. So not really training anywhere else.
And you mentioned the social dancing, and then obviously you spend a lot of time competing as well. What do you feel like you kind of equally balance your time, or do you do one more than the other?
I would say the competing outweighs the social dancing a bit, just because you have to dedicate so much time to your training if you have the level of goals that I do. But the social dancing, I try and get in at least the one class a week and the one monthly Kaylee. There's more offered than that. There's a Tuesday class and a Thursday class, and then monthly Kaylee's on Fridays. But yeah, with my teaching schedule on top of the competing training right. that I do for myself, the social Kaylee dancing is kind of like a nice little perk, like a yeah. hobby, a little me time.
yeah. And does your style change when you're doing the Kaylee dancing?
Is a little it different bit. From your competitive? A little bit, yeah. So like the competitive dancing is very intense and athletic, and there's all these technical pieces you have to hold, so turnout and crossing, extension, pointing. Whereas Kaylee dancing is a lot more relaxed, mm-hmm. And it's really more about the formation. Social Kaylee dancing, at least, is more about the formations and just light footwork. But I have found that it's been a really big help with my competitive dancing, actually, as well.
Yeah.
Just the extra low impact workout that I'm getting that's still Irish dance related to competing. So it's kind of interesting how something so, like, toned down has been a help.
Yeah.
For the intense stuff. Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. So what stage do you feel like you're at in your career, and how do you want to move forward? Like, what goals do you have to move forward from where you are now?
Right. I'm at a very exciting time, I think is one word to use. Sometimes I think back to 5 or 6 years ago before I got, you know, a lot more serious about my dance career. And I'm thinking about the things I'm doing and what my life is and how I get to spend my time. And I'm just like, what? Like, is this real? Like, my life is literally built around Irish dancing. It's my job. It's my hobby. It's my activities. It's my fitness. Literally 24/7. And thinking just competitively, like, the goals that I've already accomplished are things that I hadn't really thought were realistic.
Cool.
Back in the day, like, as of just right now, I'm a 3-time regional champion. So the last 3 years, I've won the Western Region Oroctus.
Congratulations.
Thank you. and 6 years ago, I hadn't even qualified for Worlds. I wasn't ranked in the top 10. I wasn't meeting any of the goals. And so even just winning one Oroctus would have been just, you know, a dream. I would have been like, okay, I won Oroctus. I'm going to retire. So now I'm really at a time competitively where I'm having to set new goals. That are a lot bigger and, you know, frankly, scarier than what I thought I would be doing with my life. So I've got a whole new set of competitive goals that I'm working towards, but I'm also really interested in getting myself moving towards a professional career, so working towards joining a troupe and going on tours, you know, with the big one being, like, Riverdance, a large show, which is a long process. It doesn't just happen. But I'm feeling that pull more a lot where I am in my dancing. So I'm taking tiny steps to work on that as well while I'm continuing with my competitive career. And then I've got, kind of the foundation of everything is my goals with OIDA and with my sister Christina. And we've just got, you know, pages of, of goals for that we've had for a long time. And every day we wake up and there's, you know, some new idea or new thing that we want to pursue with that, and we're just always working on something new with OIDA. And so there's kind of these, you know, 3 points that are coming together in my life when I'm just 22 and I've got all these different goals and things that I want to accomplish, but sometimes can be overwhelming, but in a really good way.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a lucky life I live that I have so many things that I want to do and feel I can do, and I just have to take it step by step like I always have and sort it all out. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. That's exciting. It's also neat that you're in business with your sister. So you have someone who you can really trust.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sure we balance
fun
each other.
I'm sure. Speaking of balancing, so how is balancing arts management and administration and your own artistry? Obviously, you have to do that a lot with your school and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not easy. Balancing, you know, the work and especially owning the business now. It was one thing when we were just, you know, teaching recreational classes here and there. We were also coaching gymnastics for a long time. So it was one thing to just be kind of showing up to your shifts and teaching your classes and then going home and doing your training and whatnot. But now it's teaching our classes is probably actually one of the easier things to do, and now it's managing everything else. It's been, you know, a learning process, but it does take up a lot of time like you would expect. So balancing all of the work life now with my own training and my own goals and performing, it's just, it's all time management. I have to be really diligent and I have to stick to my schedules if I want to get things done, which I'm really grateful that Irish dance has been in my life and has built me up that way, because it's always been that way with school. It's the same thing with your training. You have to make time for your homework. You have to make time for your lessons and your training. And if you don't, then you don't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah. So do you set a schedule for yourself and in time for those administrative tasks?
Yeah, so we have set office hours, you know, which are usually at home, that we work on certain mornings. And then we have studio times that we've set aside for our own practices, and then studio times with my teacher. And then we have our teaching hours, and then the other cross training we do as well outside of that, whether that's Pilates or gym, we've set aside those hours as well in the evening. So it takes it up. Yeah. Takes all the time up. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have an artist statement, or is there any longer, well, you've already spoken about the longer term vision, you want to go perform in the big things. Mm-hmm. What about, do you have an artist statement for yourself?
Not necessarily one for me, but I think specifically for my sister and I, you know, through OIDA, is that we want to promote Irish dancing and have it reach a wider audience. We want it to be more accessible. Because even back when we started taking lessons, you know, you couldn't Google for dance classes back then. Right. Even you had to know somebody who did Irish dance in order to find it. It wasn't in, you know, the yellow pages or anything. So at least today you can now Google and you can find things out. But still, it's very kind of its own secluded community in a way, at least on the West Coast, especially in Oregon. So We want to make it more accessible. We want it to be not always about competition. We want to have that large outlet for non-competitive Irish dancing and have it be something that's seen as awesome and fun, and it'll get you in shape. It's going to have its own community to it, and it's something for people of all ages. You know, like we start our lessons at 3 and we go through adults. Wow. Yeah, it's just so cute, so fun. But yeah, especially adult Irish dancing, like anyone can start dancing at any age. So yeah, I think that's kind of our statement, is we want everyone to know about Irish dance and know that it's an awesome option out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. And everyone can, because we had that little mini class, right, that you gave us. It was not easy. Okay, so let's move on to the dance scene in Portland. And speaking of developing awareness for Irish dance, how would you describe the current dance scene in Portland? What do you think is fabulous about it? What might be lacking?
Right. I don't know too much about the dance scene outside of Irish dance specifically. Mm-hmm. I think I've learned more about it in just the last year or two. And now being involved with DanceWire, obviously I know a lot more people than I used to. But I'd say it's big. There's a lot of dance stuff that goes on in Portland, but you don't always know about it or hear about it. Like if you're in one studio, you don't really hear about what's going on in other studios. Mm-hmm. Or if you hear about it, you don't know how to get involved in it.
Yeah.
And I think especially for Irish dancing, it's the same. Like once you're kind of in your own classes and in your own space, there isn't really an outlet to find out about all the Irish dance stuff that's happening,
right,
or get involved with it. Like you kind of have to go searching for it. So I think I'd like to see like more growth within just the Irish dance community in Oregon, because there is a lot of Irish dance stuff going on. There's quite a few teachers, and there's lots of dancers actually, whether they're performance based or non-competitive or competitive dancers, or they used to dance but now they just live their lives, but they'd like to get back into dance, but they don't know that there's a whole community. Mm-hmm. Of classes that they could get involved in.
So it sounds like you would like to see a little more collaboration within the Irish dance community?
I would think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. which I think is hard when you've got, you know, different people who have different ways of going about things. But I think ultimately all of our goals as Irish dance people and teachers and in the community is we want to promote Irish dancing. Mm-hmm. I know that's the foundation of a lot of the commissions that people are a part of, is that the baseline is we want to promote Irish dancing and spread it around to people. So I think by being more of a community and communicating and hosting events together, we could see a lot more growth going on. Mm-hmm. I think that's true for kind of all dance forms. The more you communicate and the more you work together, things grow faster.
It's easy to get into your world, your mm-hmm. own world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So if you were to paint a really idealistic picture of the dance scene in 10 years, what would that look like? You sort of have already spoken to that.
Yeah.
Would be like,
I don't know. I think just bigger. I think I want more people to know about all the different dance opportunities in Portland and in the surrounding areas. I think specifically for OIDA is we want to have more locations. We want to be teaching in more studios and teaching in more centers so that more people are getting exposure to Irish dance. So that if it's something that they have an interest in, then they know. I've had a lot of our students tell us, actually over the last few years, they're like, if you weren't teaching classes, if you weren't at the children's gym, we never would have known about Irish dancing. Mm. It wasn't something we had thought of before. And that just warms my heart. To think like, wow. Because it's true, like, unless you stumble upon Irish dancing, you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
It's not like soccer, gymnastics, piano, the staples of kids today. It's its own
unique thing. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is there anything else that you'd like to add that I didn't ask you?
Well, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Oh, yes, it is.
The best weekend of the year.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram post about it. Tell us about what St. Patrick's Day means for you as an Irish dancer.
It means no sleep, really, just pure exhaustion. But it's so much fun. There's tons of stuff happening around Portland, which I just love that there's such a large Irish community that comes out around St. Patrick's Day. And there's so many events. Which means you have to kind of pick and choose which ones to go to every year. My two that I'm really excited about this year is the All-Ireland Festival. It's the 77th annual St. Patrick's Day Festival.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's happening over near MLK. And I used to go to this festival as a kid all the time, and I would perform there with the troops I was on growing up, and then this year is OIDA's first year performing.
Cool.
So it's really full circle, and they're going to be the finale dance number at around 7:15.
Nice.
And so the kids are so excited.
Yeah.
And they're working up towards it. They've got a few other performances first, so that one's kind of the big highlight for them. And there's kids booths, and there's food and drinks, and it's just, there's music, it's just so much fun. And then the other one is on March 11th. There's the first annual Shamrock Cruise, which is where we're setting out on the Portland Spirit. And we're going to go down the Willamette, and the entire boat is turned Irish.
Wow.
So there's live music on every level, and there's going to be dancers, including myself, dancing on both the lower levels, and then there's food and drink as well. And it's just going to be
a big party.
Yeah, a ton of fun. So I'm kind of nervous to dance on a boat. Don't know how that's going to feel, but it's going to be really memorable.
To report back on that.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's a big boat.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, thank you so much,
Yeah,
Victoria, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you.